Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, sometimes it seems like some people will wear anything as long as they've been told that it's high fashion. For instance, jeans with a large stain on the front that makes it look like you've just wet yourself. A company in the US called Wet Pants Denim have been flogging them for some time, and now some London designers have been following suit, and people are buying them. Our old pal Laura Mullet is here to give us details of how the world is going to hell. Good afternoon, Laura. So have people actually walked down catwalks looking like they've peed themselves?
100%. And you know what? I always thought I was open-minded. I think there's nothing less avant-garde than someone looking like the piddle themselves. I'm just going to be honest.
Yes.
It's not really a vibe. But look, I understand that whole grunge aesthetic. But what this seems like, the jeans are called the Jordan Luca jeans, right? They retail at about €800. They're acid wash jeans. So anyone who loves 80s fashion will know acid wash jeans. What happens to these jeans is the darker part of the acid wash is kind of around the male crotch area of the jeans. It just looks really messy. It looks terrible. It's so obvious what the point of it is. It's not some kind of subtle ombre, dark to light design. And I just kind of wonder when fashion lost its class. I feel like it's more like a humiliation ritual than a trend.
Yeah. And who is this? Who's making it? Jordan Luca jeans. Now, are they very fancy jeans? Are they super expensive and stuff?
Such fancy jeans. They're super expensive. So they're by London-based British-Italian designers. So Jordan Bowen and Luca Marchetto, they're a duo. The jeans are called the Jordan Luca jeans. They debuted last season, which means when something comes from the catwalk, fashion is so cyclical. So in a couple of months, it lands to us. It's here just in time for festival season. Oh, dear. You know what? It wouldn't yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if some people do try these, because I think if someone is looking and has a deep cry for attention, these are the jeans for you. If you want to get someone talking, and if you want that little bit of something like, oh, what's that? But I just think it looks genuine, like someone's built a drink down themselves. And as much as I suppose that kind of skin messy aesthetic grunge can look really cool if it's styled a certain way, you know, guyliner, mascara, the whole shebang, I just think the pea stain jeans are too far. Do you think they're too far?
It's ludicrous. And like, they're selling them for like $800.
$800, yeah. And with the exchange at the moment, it's not great going to America. So you're going to pay about that in euros.
Right.
So
now, the thing is, if these things appear on catwalks and they're in so-called high fashion circles, does that mean in, you know, 2 years' time, you kind of walk into, you know, Next or something, and you know, everyone's looks like they've pissed themselves?
1,000,000%.
Like, oh my god, that's a nightmare scenario.
But not only are these stores now making us check out our own clothes, they're trying to push these pea stain jeans on us, and it's too much. It's not good. Like, I've been kind of looking lately at, let's say, Kanye West and his wife, Bianca Censori, and they seem to have, their relationship seems reminiscent of these jeans. She always looks too naked, too exposed. It looks a little bit strange. It looks like he's making her walk around in her bare feet Disneyland. I feel like these jeans have that energy of, like, something's not quite right. They're a little bit uncomfortable. You kind of wonder what the dynamic is, what's going on. And even with the designers, I do think there's a huge element of them sitting down and being like, how can we shock people? How do we not kind of blur into the background of Fashion Week? Because I think there's so many talented, amazing, cool designers. But like, you know, Diesel brought out a skirt last year that looked like a belt, and everyone was like, oh my God, it's so 2000. So I think these gimmicks sometimes pay off, but sometimes they can kind of come back and make people look a little bit amateurish.
Yeah. One of our regular listeners, Richard the Thatcher, wants to know what's next. Designer boxer shorts with skid marks. Some people might welcome that if they're pre-installed. To me, though, Lord, this is like the fashion industry has just run out of ideas. If this is what they're coming out with now.
Well, I mean, I was just so upset that low-rise jeans were upsetting enough. I was like, you can't make me. I refuse. So if I'm upset by low-rise jeans, you can imagine my face when I saw these jeans. But I think, like, I'd like to try and keep an open mind and people wear what they want to wear. But I do think it looks sloppy. It's, you know, what happened to, you know, people looking a little bit more pristine, a bit more polished? And again, if you're going to go down that edgy road, I don't think it has to have that shock factor to be cool. I think we're losing something here, and it might be an element of dignity with getting dressed. It's supposed to be like getting dressed is your armor for the day. You know what? It boosts your confidence. I think it says a lot about you if your choice for jeans are the ones that might get people talking, but for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. See, the thing was is that like if today if somebody has the money and they like they're wandering down Patrick Street in Cork and like people will walk round them. No one's going to go, oh my God, that guy, you know, that guy or woman are so high fashion. They'll just think that they're heading to the off license to buy more special brew or bookie or whatever. You know, that's the kind of set of assumptions that'll go with that.
If I go somewhere and I'm wearing a nice dress and I spill a drink on myself, I'm fuming for the whole day. I'm like, damn. Or I spill a coffee down a white blouse. To me, it's the same equivalent. Like, I think it's just, you have to have a little bit of pride and kind of feel nice and confident in yourself. But I do think, you know, people make things that sell. Like, some people will buy these jeans and will think that they're avant-garde, that they're very cool, they're very edgy. Well, yeah, if I see anyone at a lecture picnic, you're in deep trouble if you wear these.
Oh, my God. But there would have been like fashion, you know, catwalks, and the audience at these shows would have applauded when they saw an individual walking down the catwalk with pee stains on their trousers. So
the whispers would start. People like, oh, my God, like, that's so different. But I feel like if anyone has watched The Hunger Games, it feels like the capital fashion of like this anti-fashion movement. That's too much. That's too excessive. That kind of, it talks about stuff being trendy that is gross or unappealing conventionally. Like, you know, in makeup, for example, like there's a kind of a trend of dewiness in the skin that can look so sweaty that someone like looks like the makeup is sliding off their face. So I think there's kind of that really high end vibe, but it doesn't translate, I think, to the pee stained jeans. Like if you look at, let's say, we talked before, Sean, about these Miu Miu sparkly knickers that were like 6,000 euro. No, they're not for me. I'm not going to go wear them with a blazer. But Taylor Swift could get up on stage and performers wear these really thick tights, dancer tights. Like, those pants will look so cool. Like, they will look like a fully formed outfit. I think that this trend is not for mere mortals, but I don't think it's really for celebrities either.
No. I tell you what, Laura.
They might just get one person to wear them and get talking.
And you can have this for free. Bring out a range of jeans with stains from a chicken fillet roll. They'll fall off the shelves. In Ireland, at least.
I'll do a swipe-up link on my Instagram for a discount.
There you go. Right, Laura, thanks a million. As ever, Laura Mullet there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.